And we're up for round three on In-Depth PSA program. Couple wonderful guests. Had you back in, actually had Paul Hollis, Rail City Garden Center, in last year to talk about this very event, Water and Rails. And, of course, the beneficiary of that, Suzanne Etchen from, what's the organization again? I want to make sure I have it.
ALS Association of Nevada.
ALS Association of Nevada. There we go. And let's get in just the brass tacks. What's the event we're talking about? Water and Rails, in case people don't know, Paul.
Well, people get confused, but essentially it's a pond and garden railroad tour that people can buy tickets for, and they travel around the city, the Truckee Meadows, and go and tour these fabulous ponds, water features, and backyard railroads. Now, not all of them have backyard railroads, but a lot of them have a pond and a railroad.
Right.
So you get a map book, a wristband, and it's $25 per person or $35 for two. And you have Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 to go look at these. Or your map book's divvied up into regions.
Okay.
They have descriptions of what you're going to see. And you travel all over the Truckee Meadows and enjoy the day. And get to see these fabulous features that all these people have put so generously put up to have us allow us to have this function. And all of our proceeds go to ALS of Nevada. And it's really important for the health of these people who have a terminal illness. It's non-selective. There's no rhyme or reason for it.
Yeah.
They get it. I lost a sister-in-law to it. And it's a terminal illness. No questioning that. And all we're trying to do is provide assistance to these people. Years past. This is our 13th year.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you what year it was, and you've been going strong for a while now.
13th year. We've had the pond tour longer than that, but the last 13 years we've focused on ALS in Nevada. And it's to purchase equipment that these people need, ramps, wheelchairs, and then this all goes to ALS, and they handle that.
Okay.
And so it goes out, and it's when the equipment's not being used, it comes back. The other important thing is, since we've been involved with it, they've been able to hire a caregiver who goes out and visits these people. Plus, I think the most important thing is the clinic. They have a clinic, and what do they meet? Once a month?
Once a month, yes.
Once a month. So these PALs, patients with ALS, that's what we call them, can come to one place, and it's at
Dr. Louie's office at St. Mary's.
The St. Mary's, and all the specialists come to them.
Oh, wow.
So for nutrition, for their neurology, respiratory, all of these people, specialists, doctors primarily, come to one place. The person goes to one place, and they're taken care of. They also do training there for the caregivers, so the family members can learn how to use the equipment, how to function, how to get people out of bed, put them on toilet facilities. All of those things are covered too. So
that's fantastic.
I think that's one of the most important things that we really support.
Right. So Water and Rails, you mentioned Saturday and Sunday. Specifically, what's Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, June 16th and 17th. You can buy tickets at Rail City Garden Center out in Sparks, or you can go online to Water and Rails. And it's spelled A-N-D.
Spelled out.
Yeah. Spelled out, .org, and you can purchase the tickets on there.
Wonderful. Hey, let's go to Suzanne. This organization, how long have you been a part of it?
I've been a part of the organization for the last 5 years. It just recently took over the board chair position in January.
Okay. So you've been working closely with Paul over here.
Yes, I've had the ability to enjoy the event myself. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, very cool. So, I think he explained a lot of what the money goes toward, but maybe you could shed some light on some other things.
Absolutely. We're very proud of the services we're able to provide the patients and their families of ALS. We also do support groups in both the north and south of Nevada. and it's very well attended, again, where people dealing with this horrible disease can learn from others who are dealing with it as well. So we're very proud of the support group component, as well as we have respite care grants as well. So people who are primary caregivers need a break at times, and so we're able to provide home care and service in-home services so these caregivers can get out and run some errands or just take a break.
Oh, wow. All right. That's a beautiful service and probably something people don't think about.
Correct. Yeah. You think about the caregiver burnout, and that's very important for us to make sure that the whole family is taken care of.
Very cool. So they can definitely do water and rails to support your organization. Is there any, are there any other methods you're always looking for constantly for
Absolutely.
People to help?
We are always, of course, always open for donations at alsnevada.org as well. In addition, we also have a walk. We just finished up our walk on May 5th. It was very successful. And we have a ALS of Nevada walk for Northern Nevada on May 4th of next year as well. So it's another opportunity to participate.
Wonderful. We should definitely get you back in to talk about that.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well,
and then the other thing I want to, we have a dinner on Saturday night. Fortunately, it's all sold out.
Oh, okay.
But it's a spectacular dinner that we have. It's out in Verde at Jim Fernhoff's amazing house. And it has the same type of theme, mining, railroad, and
right.
a pond.
I mean,
so we have that. But, you know, most people don't understand what ALS is, or, you know, we all know of it as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
Healthiest human being alive, set the record for the most games played, and then all of a sudden just crashed.
Yeah.
These patients, these pals, begin to lose their mobility, finally their respiration and their heart, but their brain is all there. So it's a very tragic type thing.
Yeah.
I know Suzanne lost a family member. Pretty much we're all in this because of somebody we know.
Someone you know, yeah.
But it's, you know, just a small donation adds up, and we can really do great things with it. So
wonderful. All right. Well, then get your tickets for Water and Rails. That's June 16th and 17th. Saturday and Sunday, travel around, check out the ponds, check out the rails. It's going to be a fun time, and then your money goes to a wonderful cause. All right. I think that about wraps it up, unless you have something else you want to throw in there.
No.
You guys nailed it. There's so much information in a short amount of time. Suzanne Etchen from ALS Association of Nevada, and, of course, Paul Hollis from Rail City Garden Center. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.